On a more whimsical note, but no less significant, 2013 begins with a book of dreams and dreamers from an unlikely source. In the midst of turmoil in the publishing world, legendary ad agency Wieden & Kennedy has come out with an e-book that begins a storytelling initiative called Sharp Stuff. Their first publication is called American Dreamers, a collection of essays that looks ahead in surprising and unexpected ways, and unlike traditional books, comes straight off the latest headlines and takes advantage of new digital platforms and active social media. Joining us now, Nick Barham and Jake Doctor, directors of Sharp Stuff at Wieden & Kennedy. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John.
Thanks very much, John.
So two guys from an ad agency, Nick Barham and Jake Doctor, you're kind of the madmen of publishing in the 21st century, eh?
That's what we're trying to do, John.
In looking at all of the multiple platforms that have proliferated really in the last decade or so, and the formats and magazines, and, you know, whether you're talking about Daily Beast or Huffington Post or poor Newsweek trying to survive, there is a sense that something really hasn't been thought of here in the future of publishing. Is that what you're addressing?
I'm not sure if we're addressing what hasn't been thought of. We're interested in a lot of the possibilities that exist out there as all of these platforms, you know, evolve and continue to develop.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, is kind of connecting the dots, seeing a lot of the technology that's out there, a lot of the platforms that are out there that we think are really, really great and allow us to connect with readers, allow us to connect with different users. Instead of using just a traditional model, we can kind of say, how do we reach people in new ways instead of just a traditional way, which was hope they buy a book on a shelf? We can connect with people so much more dynamically now. And it's so much more fun, and it is that kind of stumbling forward because it is more of a social interaction than just the traditional business interaction.
Is there a faster turnaround possible because of the technology today, and what opportunities does that present for someone like yourselves?
Absolutely. I mean, we conceived of the book, collected all the content, and had a published book within 3 months from start to finish. What we're also interested in terms of the dynamism, is how something like print on demand allows you to change the formats once you've created something. So we're interested in how we can release different versions of American Dreamers very rapidly as well.
So what do I find in American Dreamers that represents something of the new platform or the new kind of content? And what about this instant book or this sort of digitally published platform would allow that dream to maybe live farther and wider than by simply being published in a book?
Yeah, we've got some people in the book who talk about storytelling and publishing and new technology. For example, Richard Nash, who's been in the publishing world for a long time, has a great piece in the book where he talks about how new technology allows for more people to tell more stories. That publishing is complaining about how technology is destroying the ability of storytelling, but it's actually making more and more, it's making people more and more able to be able to tell more and more stories. It's democratizing the process.
So what are the dreams in this book which speak most directly to what's going on as 2012 becomes 2013 and we look ahead for the next year?
We've got some really great ones, and that's a great question because some of our dreams are very simple, very easy. We have John Friedman, who's he has a really great platform called Freight Farms, where they're using cargo containers to grow food and to be able to ship them to needy areas. And it's just a really phenomenal thing. And as we see some of the disasters that have happened with, you know, say Sandy or, you know, some of the droughts that are going on, they're really addressing how do we get food quickly? And it's not just the shipment of Rice Krispies in a box or freeze-dried food, but it's fresh growing food. And then we also have Dr. Zubrin from the Mars Society, who's talking about why we need to go to Mars and why we need to be exploring space and what that does for our culture.
I think there's also a kind of general mood about the book that we're hoping to communicate, which is that there are hundreds of people out there with great ideas, some of them very small and very practical, some of them longer reaching, but hundreds of people out there with great ideas about things that will make our world brighter and better. So I think we're hoping that overall American Dreamers is a really positive dose of optimism as we look forward.
Jake Doctor and Nick Barham, Director of Content at Sharp Stuff, a storytelling initiative of the agency Wieden & Kennedy, their first title, American Dreamers. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.